of course, you can follow the Eagles on the website there, nswcountryeagles.com. Of course, they've got a Twitter account at Country Eagles. And, of course, you can Google search their Facebook page as well. Tickets and corporate opportunities can go through those social media sites, but it's also important to jump on board and become a member, even though you may not get out to the games. You're going to have packages there to be able to buy merchandise and all that sort of thing as well, even though you might live in a place like Parks or Cobar or Grafton or something like that where the games aren't going to be accessible.
Yeah, look, we'll have all our merchandise on the Canterbury website, but also important to note this year is we've done a deal with all the clubs that, you know, the Tamworth region will get the gate taking. So we're not out here to make money from these games in the bush. We want to make sure that, you know, us coming here can give these guys a chance to raise some revenue and pay off this amazing fixture.
Yeah, well, of course, Fox Sports will have both the games, and that's great to see. Also interesting to see that it's a 1 o'clock kickoff in Orange as well, which may set a bit of a precedent, especially in the colder climes it is now, to be able to play some games early, because I certainly think the Brumbies fans would appreciate a Saturday afternoon game at 1 o'clock rather than 7 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, look, great initiative. This year they've got both games on, one on 1 o'clock, one on 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, which is better than the Thursday night game. So we've got the first three home games on telly, and then we roll out some 1 o'clock games. So it's back to the old school days, and some of these players are going to have to get out of bed a bit earlier.
Yeah, well, only they could improve the quality of the commentary. Oh, well, we can always turn the sound down or get the interactive button re-emerge. Of course, the big thing we've been whinging about all the time has been the fact that players don't come up. You know, Elders are making millions of dollars out of this now, so they can bring players up in the lead-up to the start of the tournament, especially if East or Randwick or Sydney University get knocked out and inevitably Southern Districts wins the Hugh Shield. We should have the opportunity to bring some sort of players up and get into the schools in Tamworth, Gunnedah, Corindai, Scone, Armidale, all these places, so we can get everybody converging here in Tamworth on the 11th. But also places like Parks and Forbes and also Gilgandra and the like and Dubbo, so you can get people through on the 24th.
Yeah, look, that's the plan. Over the next 5 years, we'll be looking to really engage and give our expertise to the country regions. And this year, we should be, at a minimum, we should be there the day before. So I was just talking to Sam here from the Magpies, and we'll be doing a coaching clinic the day before. And so that's the end goal, is to make sure that the country region understands that, you know, we're the semi-professional pathway for country players, and the Cockatoos and the Eagles can exist together, which is exciting.
Yeah, well, what about yourself? Of course, you're now not wearing the white shirt anymore, being a coach of Sydney Stars. You're a little bit disappointed to lose that opportunity, or has it all been sort of made up by the fact that you're now got to control the whistles and bells here at the Eagles?
Oh, last year was very special, and if I could replay that again, I would. But, you know, I'm all about progress, so this is a really exciting challenge for me, and happy to hand over the reins to Darren and just making sure that we can make this competition as best as it can be. And in 5 years' time or 4 years' time, we win the World Cup on the back of a really strong NRC.
Well, it's interesting also to see that Sydney University East and also Randwick are actually coming together. 10 years ago, we had this thing called the Mazda Cup, and we had the wondrousness that was the Sydney Fleet, and you'd think they would have won it in a canter. Somehow it all sort of imploded and self-destructed, that the best players couldn't get on with each other, and 10 years ahead, everybody now loves each other under the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles banner.
Yeah, look, it'd be interesting. I played against the Sydney Fleet when I was down at Melbourne, and they were fighting with themselves. So I addressed the players on Wednesday night and said, look, that's probably one of the biggest reasons why we can't win, if the guys can't get on. But having removed myself from Sydney Uni this year in a coaching capacity, I'm really set on making sure those three teams can play. And, you know, at the end of the day, Shoot Shield is controlling the assets, and as soon as Australian Rugby and New South Wales Rugby realise that it's just the assets we need to invest in, this is a competition that can give us some content to raise some revenue. So, you know, we can all get on, and hopefully, you know, Southern Districts comes fifth, and Manly, Randwick and Uni come first and second. They can flip a coin.
Oh, I think that's a pipe dream, man, especially if the refs can keep it fair. But it's great to talk to you, Pete. We wish you all the best moving forward. As CEO of the Elders, New South Wales Country Eagles, you can follow them online in the lead-up to the games, of course, on September the 11th, which is a Sunday, at Magpies Rugby in Tamworth, and, of course, in Orange there at Endeavour Oval, and that'll be on the 24th on a Saturday. Both those games will be on Fox Sports. We can get out there, and people want to thank you for your time.